Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Concluding the incident of Ifk, we stopped at a point where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had queried from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to the nature of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Usama bin Zayd had directed him to Hazrat Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, who spoke about the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in a manner in which no person would be able to level any allegation against any woman, that she was simple, she was a woman that would make the roti, the dough for the roti, and then just leave it there and go off to sleep, and the goats would come and eat it. On the other side, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, one night passed, one day passed, and the second night also she spent crying. And then she says, the next day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to her. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and said to her that if you are free of this allegation, then Allah will exonerate you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free you of it, Allah will reveal something in some mode, in some way, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak of your freedom. And if perchance you slipped, you made an error, and you were involved in this, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for forgiveness, because Allah forgives that person that admits. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said by that time her tears had dried. She had asked her father, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to respond to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He excused himself, saying that he does not know what to say. Her mother also made an excuse, not knowing what to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was at that time that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself says, I was young, I had not known much of the Qur'an Kareem, but now Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha responds to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you have heard so much of this incident, people have been talking about it everywhere, that it has made inroads into your heart, and even if I free myself and if I speak about my innocence, you will not be able to verify it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exonerate me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free me of this allegation. And if perchance I say that I was guilty of it, then you will believe me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well that I had not committed this crime, I had not committed this sin. And eventually Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha concludes, and she says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, most befitting for me is the words of the father of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that state Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha could not even recall the name of the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And those words that are most befitting is for sabrun jameel, that sabr is most befitting at this time and most beautiful at this time. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that she concluded her address to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the effects of wahi and revelation had come down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that usually when the wahi comes down upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he begins to perspire. The effects of it had shown on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after overcoming this condition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Aisha, hear the glad tidings, for certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exonerated you, for certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had freed you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam obviously thereafter read these ayats that we are going to discuss. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's parents, her mother said to her, that go up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied that in this situation, I am only obliged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it was Allah Rabbul Izzat himself that has exonerated me. And with regards to these verses, she also said that I didn't even expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal in the Qur'an Kareem my freedom from this. I didn't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw me fit, that this incident will be enshrined in the Qur'an, obviously till the day of Qiyamah. I thought perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use another mode of revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would show Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in a dream this entire incident. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We'll just do the first part of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Certainly those who brought the ifk, those who brought the slander, usbatu minkum is a band, is a group from amongst you. The greater of the group was the munafiqeen that cherished this incident. They enjoyed spreading the rumor about it. But there were three sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were also involved in this. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Hamna radiallahu ta'ala anha. With regards to the two, Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Mistah, both of them were Badri Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had great virtue and great merit. And as a matter of fact, with regards to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, it is stated that look at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's nature, that whenever anyone spoke ill about him, she would defend him purely on the basis that he was the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had defended Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his poetry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ. Do not think it to be an evil or a bad thing for you, but بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But certainly it is something that is good for you. Good for you in the sense that we will discuss also later, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had freed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha from it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereby exposed the great virtue of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.